The recorder's rolling. For the record, may I please have your name and title?
My name is Sherry Weldon. I'm the administrator of the Livingston County Health Center.
And the Livingston County Health Center, I believe, Sherry, is having an event coming up on the 14th, which is this Friday, Valentine's Day. And it's called Hands Only CPR. Can you tell us what that entails and how can people participate and learn that?
What researchers have found is that the main reason people don't step forward and do CPR on someone that has maybe fallen victim to a heart attack is that they're afraid they don't know what they're doing. So this basically is a shortened CPR class that takes about 30 minutes. You watch a small video on an instructional video, and then you learn how to do compressions or pushes, is how they say it, so that it's not intimidating when, the need should arise that you have to perform CPR on someone. Of course, there are classes that are more in-depth that take, like 3 hours, but this is just a short class called Hands Only, and there's no breathing, there's no putting your mouth on anything. Some people have concerns about that. So you come in, watch the video, do some compression so you get a feel for what it's like, and then you're basically trained to do hands-only CPR.
So as you say, there's no respiration inducing in itself, but does that help? Does hands-only CPR actually help keep that person alive without the respiration?
It does. They have found that, in fact, over the years they've decreased the respirations to 30 compressions per 2 respirations, finding that more time was wasted and actually impaired the blood flow by taking the time out to do a breath. And so they feel like it's so much more important to do the compressions or the pushes, as they call them, at hands only, to keep the blood flowing. They seem to think that it's a much more effective method.
Now, how often are CPR guidelines revised readmitted or at least resubmitted?
Well, people always think they're actually done quite often, but it's been several years since they've decided to do the revision of 30 compressions to 2 ventilations. And so they have adopted this, and it's been in place, I would say, probably at least 4 years now. And so that's the... I think it takes a lot of organizations to finally come to an agreement that something from research needs to be changed.
Of course. And this course that's coming up Friday, the hands-only course, what ages is it open to?
We haven't really specified ages. I think that we've done it in the high school, so if you're strong enough to make a compression or a push to make a little click or click, then you're old enough or young enough to be able to do hands-only CPR.
And is this open to just a certain number of students?
We have 10 mannequins that can be used at once, but we're not opposed to going either, if we have enough people sign up, we'll go an hour early or we'll go an hour late. It all just kind of depends on the demand.
Okay, and then how do people reserve a spot? How do they contact you and make sure they're a part of the list to be on this?
They can just call our office at 646-5506 and put their name down and then show up at 12:15 on February the 14th, and they will be ready to go.
All right, Sherry, is there anything else you can share with our listeners about this?
We are hoping to be able to provide some CPR classes at a minimal charge, maybe once every 6 months at the health department. If you need the full class, you might check with us. We're kind of in the midst of in preparation. We haven't purchased our equipment yet. So we are doing more preparation, but we are borrowing the mannequins actually from Grand River Heart Restart. And so that's how we're able to put on this class on Friday.